Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So, Geshe-la, how many mantras? Short mantras?
1 million.
1 million? Okay. 1 million.
Seven.
Okay. Tayata, Tayata, Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radza Samugate Soha. Tayata, Om Bekanze, Bekanze, Maha Bekanze, Bekanze, Radza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radza Samugate Soha. Now the four immeasurables in English, and we'll read that three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now if you please turn the page to 37. And at the bottom you see Chenrezig's mantra and Green Tara's mantra. So let's say Chenrezig's mantra, Chenrezig, the Buddha of Great Compassion, eight times. And then Green Tara's mantra, deity of enlightened activity, seven times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha. Is there a story? Is there a story? Oh, okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Maybe short meditation, okay? Short meditation. So, Please, would you mind take 1 minute to introduce yourself? Yeah, 1 minute. Thank you. Last Sunday, not just last Sunday, I've been thinking long time, thinking, you know, slowly introduced, you know, few mantras on Sunday class. So, you know, this morning, the mantra we did is called Medicine Buddha Mantra. So then at least, you know, coming, so some of you drive long distance, you know, so coming all the way down here. So then, you know, like doing practice together as a group. So then we all get, you know, some benefits. So then when you leave, you get some benefit. You know? So then I'm thinking slowly, maybe, you know, Sunday, so... Yeah, of course, study is more important than saying prayers. You know, if you say out of 1.5 hours, if you say 1 hour prayer, so that's probably not good. What do you think? because the study is important, knowledge is important. Why? Because the wisdom is the answer. Wisdom is the answer, you know, not just mere faith. So not the solutions for problems, you know, wisdom. So then wisdom is the product, byproduct of knowledge. No knowledge, no wisdom. No wisdom, no liberations, no freedoms. So that's why, you know, education is very important. So then of course, then, you know, maybe a few mantra, I think from my personal point of view, and it's important, you know, to introduce you, you know, little by little. Many years ago, I was in Charlottesville, Virginia. I visited one of the church. I don't remember the name. It's like the church is very open-minded, so they have they invite all different groups to interfere. Then, you know, so talk all kind of things. I noticed, since then I've been thinking, you know, now it's been like almost like 10 years. So they, before the church, they have like some kind of healing group in the church. So they are doing some form of healing practice. I find out that's very, very good things, you know, good things to do. Then I did talk about, you know, all the venerable nuns here last Sunday while we were drinking beers. Beer or tea? No, not beer. Just tea. Sorry, that's not a good joke. Sorry. you know, like, about this in our healing practice. So anyway, so yeah, no, like this very existence, you know, it comes with a lot of complications. You know, the mind, the body, you know. You know, pain here, pain there, problems, and the health problems, then the problems related to the mind, you know. So till we completely liberate ourselves from samsara, then, you know, all there will be, always will be some kind of complications. Till we liberate ourselves completely from samsara, before that, there will be some kind of problem. All the time, there will be some kind of problem related to the body or mind. You know, that's the part of the existence. So then, you know, complicate the related to the physical body. They complicate the related to the mind. So medicine Buddha practice, you know, the healing practice, that's what it's for. For to help us to improve our, you know, physical body and also help our mind. The very stanza that you recited before the mantra. So then on the other hand, you know, there's a lot of kids. So I personally, it's like, you know, before I used to tell them stories, so they request me to tell stories. So I did ask organizers a few times, did the kid ask me to tell a story, or that is your idea to me to tell them stories? So when I tell stories, first of all, they don't understand my English very well. So then, you know, slowly I sneak out, as not sneak out, I just I withdraw. So then, you know, the nuns, you know, they speak perfect English. So they know the culture, so it's much better. You know. Anyway, so thinking also, you know, how to benefit them without saying, you know, many words, you know. So then I thought, okay, must recite mantra together. Then that's the one way to benefit them. So then slowly also include them, you know, to introduce for this, you know, meditative Buddha mantras, you know. So that's another thing. So, So the stanza, very stanza that you recited before the mantra is called, first line is called Tujje Kula Nyembe Chom Dende. Tujje Kula Nyembe Chom Dende. Tujje means compassion. It's not like compassion, there's bias. No, there's like unbiased compassion, universal compassion. So that's what happens when you manage to get enlightened, then you have universal compassion. So the compassion is good for all breathing living beings, not just, you know, to friends and, you know, all the community. So Tugje means compassion. Tujje kun means all. It's not just few group of people, all. Nyom means equal. Not just, you know, to the friends, you know, so then enemy, then there's anger. It's not like that. Equal compassion. Tujje kun lan nyembe chom dende means chom dende. That's, you know, refers to the enlightened beings. Chom means destroy. Now sometimes they translate destroyer. Chom means destroyer. So, you know, body, mind. Body is not that complicated, but mind is very complicated. You know, there are so many things happening in the mind. So a lot of them is not healthy. You know, not healthy. So because of that, life becomes more complicated. Chom means, you know, like destroying internal enemies. You know, internal enemies, not just, you know, external enemies, not just eliminating some people so you don't agree with, you know, belief or religion or culture or whatever. It's not like internal enemy. Dhanana dhivi nimodhus. One of the Kadama Bhasa said, enemy within. That is afflicted mind. Afflicted mind. Afflicted. Afflictions. Afflictions or afflicted mind. So it's not here. It's not on the table. It's on the table. You can just move it out easily. Put it into a cup and close. And never come out. It's here. Anger, jealousy, pride, arrogance. Where? It's not here. It's internal. Chum means destroyed. Destroyed. Internal enemies. Through meditations. Heavily rely on wisdoms. That's how you liberate. So therefore, the purpose of meditations to liberate yourself from disturbing thought. Gom top, power of meditation is to free yourself from disturbing thought. That is the power of meditation. So, gom top nimochumas, or reduce amount of anger that you have through meditation. So, nimo afflictions, chum less. So now here, so tujekula nyumbi, chum jende, chum means, you know, destroyed internal enemies, so then you become enlightened. Tujekula nyumbi, chum jende. Tensam, chibi, tensam, tsem means, you know, name. Tsam means mere, just. Just hearing the name, that's why I like to introduce this practice slowly. No, maybe every Sunday, a little more. Why? Because just hearing, not just thinking or not complicated things, just simply hearing the name. Send them to be Ngendu Dungasa. Send them to be Ngendu Dungasa. Ngendu means, you know, lower rebirth, such as, you know, like animals compared to human, their birds consider like lower because, you know, they don't have the sophisticated brain. They can think, and by thinking could liberate. You know, they don't have that. You know, they can motivate. You know, so even though they have, you know, they show, you know, some kind of compassion here and there, but it's not like human. So therefore, you know, their bird is considered as lower. You know? Dungao problems, all kind of problems. Long time ago, not here in the old center, you know, in the basement, somebody all of a sudden, yeah, people do ask questions. So I'm not expecting that kind of question people ask to me. So then one person asked, "Is there any practice or mantra they can do to reborn as a cat?" I was completely shocked. So I just froze. I don't know what to say. I just froze, yeah. I really froze because you work so hard not to be born as an animal. So now here, somebody asking you how to be born as an animal. So I was really shocked. So then, you know, eventually, I also have cat. Okay, so I got two of them. So one day, you know, I'm living with one of the center members here. Remember, I'm living with them 9 years. Live with them. So the one morning that window cover? Curtain. Not the fabric like this.
Blinds.
Yeah, blinds. No, the house is kind of old. Upstairs, you know, not being mindful, I just. So I don't know how to close, I'd open and stop, and you don't know how to do that, then you just go back and forth, you know. So probably I destroyed that blinder. And one day, the afternoon, the sun is coming in, so I just want to close, then I did that, it just fell down. And now, don't have the wisdom to fix, and try to fix that, you know, like, one part is reaching there, then another part is not reaching there, you know, it's like, then look down, my cat sleeping so peacefully. Call up. Then I realized, oh, that's maybe that's what people mean, so how to be, thinking about how to be born as a cat. Yes, you know. Every day is good day, you know, they eat and they nap, you know, cold day, you know, so, so then, you know, at that moment I said, oh, probably not a bad idea to be as a, you know. So anyway, so, so this is another part of the meditation, but the practice, I just want to share that with you. Tens of the problems that relate to the lower rebirth, and all kind of problems, every single day. So it's going to be like that, you know, till we liberate ourselves from samsara, till it's going to be like that, you know. So it's very, very important to understand that we are not going to be happy all the time. It's very, very important to understand that. If you want to be happy all the time, you liberate yourself. Then you're going to be happy all the time. Why we are not happy all the time? Because we have delusions, that's why. Not because we are bad, because we have delusions. We have to admit that. That's the truth. There's nothing, no, you are not free from anger. Yeah, that is true. I'm not free from anger. But I can free myself from anger through meditations. It's very possible. Long as I remain not free from anger, yeah, there will be issues. You should not be surprised. There will be issues, you know, caused by anger. Oh. So this is all problems related to the mind, you know. So then problems related to the physical body, you know, so then all kinds of other complications. You know? In Buddhism, dungao, suffering does not mean pain. Suffering simply means, you know, complications, problems, you know, does not mean pain. You know? Different layers of, you know, complex problems, different layers. Some of them are very visible, some of them are not that visible, some of them are hard to get our head round. Wrap your head, I don't know how to wrap your head. That's the head. So many things happen in America you don't understand. Wrap your head around. Oh, wrap your head. See, like, friends on TV, merely hearing the name. Ngedudunga says, you know, eliminate the problem of lower rebirth. I'm just explaining the stanza that you recited before the mantra. Tuksum, three poison. Tuk means poison. Sum means three poisons, you know. Three poisons, attachment, anger, ignorance. Three poisons, so. These are considered as a disease or sicknesses, disease. Tuksum ne means disease. Tuksum ne cells. Reciting the mantra or hearing the Medicine Buddha's names eliminate these three diseases. So that's the stanza that you recited before the mantra. So, now, you can look at yourself. Do I have the disease of anger, attachment, ignorance? This ignorance, among those three diseases, that ignorance is not just ignorance of not knowing something. That ignorance is much deeper. I am not happy. How you define I? We are talking about that kind of ignorance, not just any kind of ignorance, or not knowing how to read this, not that kind of ignorance, no. There's also ignorance, don't know how to read this, where this letter begins, there's a kind of ignorance, but not that kind of ignorance. When you say, I am so happy, I'm so angry, I was being treated very badly, you know. When you say I, do you have any clue? Do you have any clue how you define I? Do we have any clue how we define I? So then that leads back to the teaching of emptiness. How things exist. How we interact. How we perceive things. How much we project. Out of 100%, how much exists and how much is projected. You can't just go simply with that. You know, then life is going to be difficult. We have to analyze. We have to analyze how much is there, how much is projected. But we just simply go with that. We don't analyze. So we think, there's something absolute horrible, or absolute good. But from the emptiness point of view, there's no absolute things. Everything's relative, dependent. Everything's dependent, relative. It's not like when we get angry, so we have this, this primary target. Then it seems like it's almost like inherent, but it's wrong. It's this it's like wrong perceptions. So they're ignorant. This is very particular ignorance. So it's the root of all the problems that we experience. There's a root, Sometimes where this process is called fundamental confusion. Fundamental. There's a root. When you say I am happy, do you mean like your body? What? We don't analyze. Fundamental confusions. It's called ignorance. It's called fundamental confusion. So there's a lot of books. You can read. You can read. So anyway. Now back to the medicine of the practice. To sum nesel, eliminate the sicknesses of three poisons: ignorance, attachment, anger. So when you go out of the center here in the what you call that outside place, lobby. There's painting. There's 12 links that explains cycle. That goes round and round. Born, die, then again born, die. Goes round. In the middle of that wheel, there's like rooster, snake, pig. Pig? P-I-G, pig?
Yes.
Oh. Pig or hog?
Either one.
Oh. So many names, oh. So many. Pig, yeah. So, the proper paintings that rooster and the snakes that comes out of the pig's mouth. That's the proper way to paint. Sometimes they say, déjà, rooster coming from snake's mouth, snakes coming from pig's mouth is not the proper way to paint. And the proper way to paint is both of them coming from pig's mouth. So rooster symbolizes attachment, snake symbolizes anger, then pig symbolize ignorance. So that's why they put it in the center of the wheel, because that is the root. That's why these cycles happen. Because of that, the cycles, If you eliminate that, cycle will break. The cycle will stop. If you eliminate those three things, cycle will stop. Till then, it goes round and round. So that 12 ring is the expansion of Four Noble Truths. Expansion of Four Noble Truths. So that's the Buddha's four teachings, Four Noble Truth, to get you out of this cycle. The Four Noble is, why Buddha told Four Noble Truth? To help us to get out of the cycle. So the cycle, the traveling, is the expansion of Four Noble Truth. So now back to the medicine for the practice of tuksum. So you know, like tuksum, like three poisons, tuksum ne cell, ne. So it means like the disease. So that practice, you know, reciting mantra as a group. So hearing, if you are not able to recite it, but you are sitting here and you are hearing the mantra, you get benefit. You know, we all have all kinds of physical problems. Of course, mental problems are there all the time, but physical problems, all kinds of, not able to sleep, not able to eat, not able to, you know, all kind of like, there are so many different types of disorder. So if you are eating disorder, then I'm not sure. Of course, thinking disorder is there, already there, you know. So then, you know, like in Sunday morning, you know, so reciting that mantra together, you know, so then get benefit, all of you get benefit. Even somebody who's not reciting the mantra still get benefit hearing the mantra. Because it said in the beginning of the stanza, and I did not make this up. I did not write this stanza. It's only been written thousands of years ago, you know, I just simply repeating here, you know. So maybe from now on, every Sunday when we recite the mantra, then please, if you can visualize, you know, the detailed visualization is kind of, you know, a little bit complicated, but, you know, to simplify without losing the point. If you simplify, if you lose the point, then you lose the essence. Then doesn't matter how well you explain, the point is missing. Then it's not good. Without losing the point. You can, you know, so the next time you can, when we say the mantra, you can visualize. Anyway, I will explain. So then I will leave that up to you, how much you can follow, okay? How much you can follow. The shape of the light, it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. Square, like circle, it doesn't matter. You just do whatever you know. It's easy for you. No, shape doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because it did not mention in the text. It did not mention what kind of shape. It just mentioned the color. So it's not just color. It's the form of Buddha. That's what it mentioned in the text. That's the best. If you can visualize the color as a form of Buddha, you know, like that, you know, then that's the best. If not, then at least you should visualize color. The main one is blue, bright blue color. Of course, there's no seven different types of light. So in the order, first you visualize three yellow. First yellow, second yellow, then another yellow. This is all a form of Buddha, you know, you visualize them. then last one, what's it called, like light marcha, light red. First, you know, shape doesn't matter, can be a circle, can be like, you know, just color, can be something like that. If you can follow the visualization while we recite the mantra, then, you know, you get more benefit, okay? yellow. Then light red. Then orange. then red, then blue. Make sense? Are you able to follow? Yeah. First, yellow. Another yellow. This all healing energies that you're visualizing in color. Yellow, 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 light red, then orange, red, then bright blue. Then each first yellow dissolve in second yellow dissolve into third, the third yellow dissolve into the red light dissolve into the orange color, then orange color dissolve into the red color dissolve into the bright blue color, then that bright blue color dissolve into your body, then purify all the physical problems and all the mental problems for good. So that's how the healing practice has been done in Buddhism, healing practice. You can practice that. You don't have to become Buddhist, no. So you can practice healing practice. So does not say, only Buddhist people who recite mantra get benefits, and other people that recite mantra doesn't count. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say no. It says just merely hearing. And you can recite that to your pet that you dearly love. Or if you see somebody dying or somebody getting hurt, then you can say, it benefits them. It benefits them. Almost like, the light penetrate, like laser beam. Almost like, snow falling on warm rock. Minute it lands there, melt like that. Minute the light touches your body, it melts. Then it purifies all the sicknesses, including three poisons and the physical problems. If you cannot follow all of that, I just want to explain exactly the way the text, exactly according to the text or practice. Some of you can follow. That's why explaining all the seven colors. If you are not able to visualize all of them, some complicated, then you just visualize bright blue color. That's the main thing. Bright blue color. Then say mantra, Teyata, Om Bekase Bekase, Maha Bekase Bekase, Radha Samugade. So you say that mantra and visualize. There's bright blue lights like penetrate like laser beam and burn all the sicknesses and the mental problems. So that's like mainly that practice dedicated for healthy mind, healthy body. Both of them, not just one, both of them. And I myself try to do every day, the Medicine Buddha practice. So they're dedicated for all the people who come to the Kadamba Center, are dedicated for their health, all the benefactors, all the people who work for the center, volunteer for the centers, and the people who ask me to pray, so that I would know. That's what I do, then most of the time I sleep. So then basically do nothing, and to be couch potato. How's it, couch potato? Stay home all day long, do nothing, so say a few prayers here and there, so then sleep. Yeah. So much to catch up for the sleep, because in the monastery you don't get a chance to sleep. So now America, you are free. So you sleep. So then I feel good, so at least we say some mantras, then you go out, at least you get some benefit. According to this instruction has been taught hundreds of years ago, said merely hearing the name. You say, we say, somebody here, we get benefit. Kids don't need to say so many things, they just benefit to get, just hearing the name get benefit. Okay? So now, if you don't mind to repeat after me this three times, because I do have this oral transmissions of the mantra, oral transmission. Because this, Buddhism, is very, very important. Lineage is very important. is like unbroken. Till the medicine Buddha practice was taught, till now, there's like, I told you, you told her, she told you, you told, it's like generation to generation, till now there's unbroken lineage. That's called oral transmission. So I received that from His Holiness Dalai Lama. So then if you repeat after me, then you receive the oral transmissions. If there's any blessings that run through the lineage, then you will receive the blessing, okay? So the long mantra three times, then short mantra three times, then we will all take nap. long mantra three times, okay? Om Namo Bhagavate. Namo Bhagavate. Begate. Guru. Benduya. Tamba. Rajaya. Tata. Gataya. Arhate. Samyasam. Buddhaya. Teyata. Om. Begate. Begate. Maha. Begate. Raja. Samugate. Soha. That's one, okay? Om. Namo. Bhagavate. Begate. Guru. Benduya. Tamba. Rajaya. Tata. Gataya. Arhate. Samyasam. Buddhaya. Teyata. Om. Begate. Begate. Maha. Begate. Begate. Raja. Samugate. Soha. That's second. Om. Namo. Bhagavate. Begate. Guru. Benduya. Tamba. Rajaya. Tata. Gataya. Arhate. Samyasam. Buddhaya. Teyata. Om. Begate. Begate. Maha. Begate. Begate. Raja. Samugate. Soha. So there's a long one. So now short one. Everybody enjoys like the short one. So the short one, okay, three times. Teyata. Om. Begate. Begate. Maha. Begate. Begate. Raja. Samugate. Soha. Teyata. Om. Begate. Begate. Maha. Begate. Begate. Raja. Samugate. Soha. Teyata. Om. Begate. Begate. Maha. Begate. Begate. Raja. Samugate. Soha. Oh, very good. So the best, if you can think, before reciting mantra, if you can think, signatures, my signatures, your friend, your family, so then, like your pets, anything that you can think of, someone who's going to, doesn't have to be physical pain, it can be depression, it can be, mental problems, you can think of all your friends while you're doing this healing practice, so, you have, physical problems, mental problems, then top of that, the people you know close on, your friend, all of you can all include all of them, okay? Obstacles, caused by people, which you see, you can see, visible. And there's obstacles there caused by invisible spirit or beings. It's not based on whether you believe or not, it's just that we are not only breathing, living beings, it's not like only breathing, we see they are exist, then other than that, none of them exist. No, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. There are so many other beings do exist, but we cannot see them. That doesn't mean they don't exist. They do exist. So, you know, causes, obstacle, causes by visible being, invisible beings, obstacles, causes by, make sense? Obstacle, causes by visible being and invisible being. So, they do, digit. Or sometimes, you know, like the bad feelings, you know, some bad feelings that we have, you know, because like in samsara, there's no perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect in samsara, you know. Everybody makes mistakes. So sometimes bad feelings. So before reciting mantra, so you recite the mantra, doing the practice to eliminate all of them, you know, not just one thing, all of them. Obstacles, sicknesses, yours, your friends, relatives, family, your pets. Obstacles caused by visible, invisible beings. They don't dig deep, you know. So then like negative karma, you know, bad feelings, all of that. So then you think like that, then you recite, you know, the healing mantras. Then after that, you become one with healing power. See? Become one with healing power. All healing power remain in your center of heart forever. Something like that. So then if you are very interested into this healing practice, I can give you more explanations. So I don't want to blow up your head now. So then I can give you a little more. And if you are very interested, then we can sit down, then we can talk. Okay? So now symbol can just visualize bright blue light, which symbolizes the healing energy. So that penetrate on your body, not just body, the mind, like laser beam, or snow falling on the hot storm. Minute it land, it melts, something like that. All right, so that's it about the medicine Buddha mantra. So, so then last Sunday I did say, you know, so last Sunday. Last Sunday there's teaching, I don't think. Last Sunday? No. Yeah, it can. So we started, every year I go 3 months out of the countries. So then when I come back the first Sunday, I explain how to sit properly when you do meditations. So then I thought I will continuously talk about, you know, some kind of, different types of meditations. So then, like Tonglen practice. Yeah. So that, you know, I've been thinking to explain Tonglen practice. So then, snow took over the Sunday. Cold weather took over Sunday. So there's probably not enough time for Tonglen practice today. So there's only a few minutes left. So what we should do? Taking nap? Another nap? 5 minute nap? Or maybe because you remember last Sunday there were a few questions out there, and one question is about what? Somebody asking a question about baby. So maybe some discussions about that. So, or maybe how to help. Another question is how to help children to reach solutions when they have problems. So maybe some of you have kids, you have a lot of experience, practical experience. So I don't have kids, so not much to say. So maybe without pressure, if you like to say something about, you know, how to help kids, and I don't remember questions. Do anybody remember?
How to teach children how to overcome their problems, and if they can't overcome their problems, how they can deal with their frustrations.
Yeah, please, if you can contribute a little bit, if you can, no pressures. So I'm also very interested to hear. So, yeah. There's only a few minutes left, so we can...
One of the things I try to do is not let their problems become my problems as well. I'm not very successful at it, but when they get upset, try not to get upset and add to the complexity, the emotions that are going on. If they're stressed out, I try not to get stressed out. Mm. So
that's very good.
Hi, good morning. So what I personally do is I don't solution all the problem for my daughter. So let her face the frustration. Because sometimes that's a first reaction. We want to solve all the problem for them, and even when we want, I think it's not recommended because life sometimes is complicated. They need to figure it out how to solve the problem. They know we are beside them, but we cannot solve all the problem. That's my personal view.
Very good. Yeah.
One thing I was thinking about is when we had family camp and we were actually talking about Vajrasattva, but just the idea of mistakes and recovering from mistakes. And one thing that was really helpful to my kids to talk about was sort of the difference between the action and it's kind of what you're saying about who am I? Like, I made a mistake, but there's just sort of this action, like, let's say I said something mean to somebody. So the words were said, but I am not the words. So kind of helping them separate. I think it helps with problems and with mistakes. So not becoming really attached or connected to or internalize the action or the experience or the words, and just kind of separating a little bit and going, oh yeah, that's an action that wasn't helpful, wasn't beneficial. I'm going to try not to do that again. And my kids in particular, it helped them kind of say, oh no, because kids a lot of times have a tendency to go, oh, I'm so horrible that I did that horrible thing. And so it was actually my 10-year-old telling my 8-year-old, oh no, 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 it's not, you're not bad. It's just that thing that you said, don't worry about it. It's just the words. It's just the words, not you personally. So for my kids, that's kind of helped that separation.
Very good, wonderful, yeah.
I think for me, it's hard to see a child be vulnerable or suffer. And I think the one thing that I try to do with my little girl who's 8 is to help her think, think to herself, you know, what is my resource here? What's the problem? Help her get clarity with what the issue is so that she has the resources to solve it. What are my supports? Things like that. And I think particularly, and this is just my opinion, particularly for girls, there's so much emotion. And it's okay to have emotion. I think the issue, there's a lot of wisdom in emotion. To be connected to mind and heart is a very strong wisdom. And that I think particularly for girls, how I speak to her is you listen to your feeling, but you need to shrink it so that it doesn't cloud what's in front of you. Because many times it overwhelms her. And I, you know, like you need to shrink it just a little because what's in front of you, you're missing. And often the solution is in front of you. It's right there or it's inside of you and you just have to pay attention and listen. But if it's too big in there, then you're going to miss it. It's like a big fog swirling around. And I think that's all we can do is just help them think it through and talk.
I think that's very true, because that reminds me one story. So do you mind if I tell you stories? So a long time ago, you know, I went to New Mexico, Taos, New Mexico, to learn how to say a certain, you know, philosophical word in English. There's one American professor, teaching us for 1 month, I think, taught us, you know, how to say philosophical term into English language. So I learned that when I came back, when I used, nobody understand. So anyway, that's another story, that's the part of the story. So then I'm coming back, somebody gave me this big frame of Lama Zopa, which is very beautiful frame, kind of heavy. So I bought myself, you know, so not much experience traveling here, there. So I went to the airport. So when I reached to the gate, they said, you can't take this. This considered as another bag. You can allow to only take one bag. You can take that. I kind of got panic, you know. So, so then I said, you know, like, yeah, when your mind is not calm, and then you are not able to think clearly because you are clouded. What I did, I walked probably 30 minutes to look for the post office to mail. And I don't know the area, and then I don't have phone, so there's nothing much you can do. So in the airport, there's no post office, so then I walk, then somebody showed me, then I walk to the post office, so it's outside the airport, I just walk, knock. Eventually mailed it, somebody helped the mail, came back, then realized you could buy a bag right there, and to put it there, and problem solved, but you can't think. Because you're all nervous, all anxiety, your life is filled with fear, or maybe missing the flight, what do you do? You have no phone, person who drove you there, they all went back, that's like 2 hour drive, so you don't know. And anyway, so like sometimes that's very true, you know, so you become so overwhelmed, you don't check, you know, time to calm down, then even though there are solutions you don't see. Then when your mind is calm, then you see solutions right there. So now it's too late. You already walked 25 minutes outside the airport with all this fear. Then you came back. Solutions right there. You can just buy it there, put it there, finish. You know. So I just want to share. Yeah. Happened. So just want to share.
We had a very hard holiday, and my 16-year-old struggles with depression and low self-esteem, and so she ran away for 14 days and came home on Christmas. And it's hard, you know, to not want to fix their problems, but to know that the reason she felt like she had to run away was she was a burden to me and to her friends, and to let a child know that it's okay to make mistakes and make rash decisions, but that also it's okay to know that you can make better decisions moving forward. And I think that's where I struggle, because I want to fix the problems, and I know I can't. And she came home because she loved me and didn't want to hurt me from being away. So I think just like what you're saying over here about, you know, the younger daughter saying, you said something wrong and that's okay. But, you know, that doesn't make you a bad person, because unfortunately she thinks she's a bad person all the time. So trying to let her know that she's struggled with decisions, but she can make better decisions. And so that's where I struggle, trying to draw the line of letting her make some mistakes and realize that she can make better ones, and not trying to fix everything all the time. So that's all I got.
I think you are giving good advice. I think you are giving good, you know, the controller told me, so I've been, you know, thinking and saying prayers. So that's your daughter. Yeah, it is, you know, eventually it's good to have, you know, some kind of, create some kind of group here, you know, all the parents, maybe they can talk, they can discuss, they can share their experience, you know, so, yeah, I think that's good, you know, to, it's like healing practice in that church, you know, so the group of people, they get to it, they hold their hand, then do some kind of healing practice. You can do your same, then meanwhile you can, now it's something to recite mantras, you know, or something like that. Maybe the same parent they get together, you know. So even like, you know, making one phone call, you may think it's not very important, but for that person who is going through difficulties, it means a lot to them, you know, just calling. So, and it is kind of heartbreaking that people do think that, you know, they are not worth it, and they are bad. So I don't know what kind of thing contributed to that. I really don't know. So like, as I said, you know, long as you're part of samsara, there's no perfections. You can talk about it, but there's no perfections. Reality, there's no perfection. Perfections, according to Buddhism, is beyond samsara. That's called liberations. That you liberate, you don't have any more disturbing thought. That day you reach perfections. Then before that, there's no perfections. We can talk, you know, some people can say, but just knowing that, you know, it helps. It's okay, you know, so that, but you are not going to be happy all the time. Then you have to understand that. Oh, there's problems that, you know, you can't fix all of them because there's so much you can do. So, you know, so we like to fix things, you know, we like to fix things. At the same time, you have to remember that you can't fix everything. Not because you are not capable. There's no question about you are capable, incapable. There's nothing to do with that. There's reason why you can fix everything. you know, thinking, that's very kind of heartbreaking, thinking that I'm not worth it, I'm a bad person. So what contributes to that kind of mindset? It's hard, I don't know. And, you know, if you say, oh, I made a mistake, that's much better than saying, I'm a bad person. Much better, yeah. Everybody makes a mistake. You know, nobody's perfect. In samsara, that's the reality. Nobody's perfect, you know. Everybody makes a mistake. If you don't make a mistake, you don't learn. So last time, the person who's driving me down here, I've been talking to her. If everything in our life, before we liberate it, before we free ourselves from delusions, if everything goes the way we think, life is going to be disaster. That's my theory. What do you think? What do you think? See, if you are not free from all the disturbing thoughts, then trouble of that, if everything goes exactly the way you planned it, I think life is going to be very unhappy. What do you think? You know, so like, every day, you know, every day is new life, so every day. So basically you're trying to just simply try to survive happily much as you can by thinking daily basis, not just, you know, caught up in the past and just ruin the present moment. You know, everybody, you know, so, and it's very important to. That's why the precious human life, you know, in the Buddhism, according to Lamrim teaching, after the importance of teacher, then the second topic is precious human life. This life is, you know, there are many, many quotations about this, you know. Tenjor, it's called Tenjor. It's called, like, you know, precious human life. This is precious human life. And sometimes you do hear, oh, Gishila, my life has no meaning. It's not true. According to the text that had been composed by Lama Tsongkhapa about 650 years ago, said this life is precious, meaningful, Tenjor, so difficult to find. And here you are thinking, I'm a bad person, my life is not, there's no, like, my life is not worth it. How do you say? Not worth it. It's not true. So very person now, she's gone. Very person who donated this floor, whole floor here at the center, hardly come to Kadamba Center, hardly come here, maybe once, twice a year. Now she's gone. And financially, well off financially, how is it? Financially, she's well off. Less good money. Mentally, not well off. And saying that my life's no meaning, that's not true. It's not true. So, you know, so that's why I'm saying, I don't know what culture, traditions, what contributed to that. I don't know. I'm dead. There's nothing I can do. It's not true. It's not true. At all, it's not true. I'm not just saying this to make me happy. It's not true. It's not true. There's no difference between you and me. We are all capable to liberate ourselves for good from disturbing thoughts. There's no differences. Oh, only Tibetan people, they are capable. That's not true. That's your perceptions. It's not true. Each and every one of us fully capable to control our emotion, our anger, and free ourselves from anger. We are all equally capable. And as I said, you know, this robe doesn't help. Some of you may know, maybe he's wearing this robe, you know, strange looking robe. Maybe that's helping him to protect from disturbing thought. That's not true. If that's the case, I can get you, each one of you, one set. It's not that difficult to get from monastery. You don't have to pay dollars, you pay Indian rupees, it's cheaper there. So I can get you each one. That's not true. It's here. It's inside. So I need to think every day. Need to think, not just, I'm not going to think today because I already thought yesterday. Doesn't help. Every day, everything. Keep your... Make sure that your elephant is on the track. Every day, that's every day's job, you know, not easy. So anyway, so very, very happy to hear that she's come back. So I've been, you know, saying prayer. And sorry that you went through. Practically, I don't have any experience, but, you know, as a mom, it's just like, there's no word to explain, you know, how much you go through feel like losing your child. So this exactly the text says that kind of compassion that everybody should develop, you know, malashim means mother who does not have arm and the kids fall into water. How that mom feel about their kid, that kind of compassion. Genuine, authentic, sincere, not just, you know, like, you know, that we are all capable to develop that kind of compassion towards all living beings, universal compassion. Malakshmi image is just like that, you know. So, we are glad that she came back. So, and thank you very much for sharing your stories. So maybe it's good for parents to get together and talk about how to help their children. So let them know. Everybody make mistake. Everybody mistakes. So nobody is perfect. Nobody. So, to help them to overcome of the mindset, they think, I'm bad. No, it's just cloud on the sky. It's there temporarily. It's not inseparable with the sky. If it's inseparable with the sky, you don't see clear sky at all. No, so it's just temporary. All this, you know, mistake is temporary. You know, initially, what you call Buddha nature, you know, it's like pure. So, and help, you know, whatever ways you can help. And also, you know, the help, get the help from the parents here, you know, to encourage her, you know, to let her know it's okay to make mistake. Everybody make mistake, you know. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Anybody want to say anything? Yeah, put this.
Thanks to Sandy Mitchell, we do have a parent discussion group, Geshla, that has been meeting here for the past 4 months, the third Friday of every month. We meet here, have a potluck dinner.
Oh, wonderful.
There's child care for the younger ones. And then we discuss anything anybody wants to discuss. It's very open. Sometimes we discussed holiday traditions. We discussed books that people have enjoyed reading with their children, and any questions or things like that that come up in your life as parenting. So January 19th is our next one. 5:30, we start eating, but we don't really start discussing until 6:30. Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Geshla, I have an incredible privilege this morning. The 2017 annual appeal, you know, the practical aspect of getting enough dollars to keep the center open, but the one of the things that we've realized through your teachings as part of the community, as part of keeping the center open, is coming together in prayer. So over the past year, center members have said over 2.5 million Mani mantras as a way of supporting our community and each other. And so we would like to offer this to you. Thank you.
Very good. Very wonderful. That's good. Progress here at the center. You know, of course, you talk about financial progress, but this is very important. This is very important because more people practice, and that this place become holy site. So that's the best offerings. Everybody who participated here, the best offering for all the enlightened beings and Buddhists, the best offerings. So very, very happy. So there are number of people here. So they are reciting, you know, like 1 million Mani mantras. So long time ago, there's one young lady. She's having some problems. And she asked me a couple of times. I told her, she's like mid-20s. I told her, recite 100,000 mantra. And she said, she asked me why, so I said, asking me meaning of the mantra, I said, don't worry about meaning of the mantra, just recite 100,000, you know. It's not, probably she did that, and after that she said she feels good, so, and that's good, you know, so, wonderful. There's the best offering for His Holiness, Dalai Lama, Kyabje Lama, Zhoba Rinpoche, all the enlightened beings, Buddha Siddhavas, you know, so, of course, it's the best gift for me. So, because you practice, I motivate, I encourage you to practice, you get benefit, I get benefit, and this place is going to be blessed, and whoever comes here, everybody get benefit. This much more valuable than offering money to me. To me, offering money and reciting mantra, I choose you to recite mantra. That's much better. Thank you very much. Next year maybe there will be $2 million for the Kadambutas. Who knows? Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Anything else, Dumas? Yeah, dedication. Yeah, thank you.
We have a couple of announcements.
They turn to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book, and it's on the back of the Kadamba Center prayers sheet. And we'll read Master Shantideva's Bodhikaryavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Hello, I'm Elise at Strava from Outreach, and I just wanted to remind everybody that, as Geshe-la was saying, there is a great power in practicing together. And this afternoon we'll have an opportunity to start the year off really right by joining people of many other faith traditions to try to renew our hope for peace in our own hearts, in our own communities, and in the world. At 3:00 this afternoon, at the Pullen Baptist Church Chapel on Hillsborough Street. The chapel is the little modern building behind the old church. There's going to be an interfaith prayer service on the theme of renewing our hope for peace. So please join us. Thank you.
I got a little list of things to tell you about. First of all, if you are a newcomer to Kadampa Center and you want a chance to ask questions and find out more, there's a little newcomer welcoming sessions right after the teachings this morning, and Steve Hale will answer your questions, and that'll just stay here and meet in the back of the Gampa for that. And we have a couple of classes coming up this week. Starting tomorrow evening is the next module in Discovering Buddhism, talking about samsara and nirvana. And on Tuesday night we have Meditation 101. That's a beginning class in meditation. I also want to let you know about a great opportunity. We have here, these are older copies of the FPMT Retreat Prayer Book. We had them on offer in the bookstore for a while, and I think people didn't really understand what a wonderful resource this is, and so there are about half a dozen of them out on a table in the lobby, and you can just help yourself to it. It has wonderful practices. The Heart Sutra is in here with additional prayers that you can say around that. If you are interested in making your day meaningful in just small ways, there are practices you can do to bless your feet so that any critters you step on during the day get the blessing of that. So it's really a wonderful resource, and it's here for the taking. And this one is also available if you miss it out there in the lobby. We need a volunteer to take down the water offering bowls afterwards. And then also right after when we leave here this morning, Geshe-la is going directly over to Carrie to bless a new Tibetan store that is opening. It is gotta give you the right address. It is at 923 North Harrison Avenue, and that's just a block or two south of North Maynard Boulevard. So he'll be going right over there, and you're welcome to come and join in the ceremony and, of course, do some shopping and support the store there. That's all. Thank you. Oh, and and last but not least, a reliable source tells me that we have something special back by popular demand.
by popular demand.
No, in my paperback.
Where did he go? Hold on a second. Just one second. No, but we have our special guest that will be arriving shortly. I don't know by which door. I thought it was this door. There he is.
I'm back again. And this time I brought a friend. This has been well scripted, folks. Believe me, you're going to love this one.
Do you
need
to hold the microphone?
Why don't you hold the microphone? Yes. Got to go into complete dress-up gear here. What are we talking about this week?
We, Gary, are talking about in-kind donations.
In-kind donations.
One of the four ways to join the journey. Just ignore me.
This is going to be very spontaneous. Just like the way Robbie gets the door when they hand him the... Look familiar here? When I kick back at the end of the day after cleaning the toilets at the Gaddafi Center, sometimes I think to myself, or we talk over the fact, that it would be really great to have some new cleaning materials like Clorox foamer. And we're looking for...
Yeah, hold it right
there. You got to hold it there? Okay. Huh.
I bought two. I just haven't had one.
You bought two? The ones for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the part where you say that. Yeah. Thank you. Clorox foamer. Wait, there's more. You didn't think there wouldn't be. I also sometimes think it would really be great to have some Zep window cleaner. She was shopping again. Zep window cleaner.
I think they're
spotting a trend here. And then, last but not least, nothing works like the works. Toilet bowl cleaner. Nothing works. You know.
My toilets are so
honest. Okay. So this is how we go about doing these things, right? I'm going to hurt myself on this in a minute.
Okay, hold the microphone here so we can...
Yeah. I'm not saying anything very intelligent. So... when you go to the store, what you find is Jill has made up this magic list. And guess what? You all have one too, right in front of you. If you pull it out of... Yes. They stocked all the Christmas trees for care. And we have this magic list of things that you'll notice. A lot of what you buy, we need. So just like Elise did, when she buys one, she buys two. And then she gives one to us. So this is a reenactment of how this magic transaction takes place. And you have this little list. You want to look at it. And then when you do that, then we have our little pink paper for in-kind donations. So if you bring in your receipt and you fill this out, then not only have you given us a lot of help at the center, but, you got this for accounting purposes, too. So on behalf of myself and my friend, thank you very much. And now Jill will go over. Jill will take it from here. I've gone entirely far enough.
So, somebody in this audience has a wish list with a red tag on it. It's just like a birthday party when you're a little kid. Who's got it? You may not be... Tim's got it.
Tim! Tell you what, Tim. Here's a bottle of bullshit. You come Friday.
There you go, buddy. And that's how you recruit volunteers at the center. Ah, you like that? So it's two for one, volunteers in service and in-kind donations. Thank you, guys. Gary is like the most willing participant to look silly. There's not much else left to say. I just want to let you know that you've been, got the bifocals on today. You've been hearing about the four ways to give. So we did service before we had our break, and then this is about in-kind donations. So things have been flowing in. We got a big bundle of paper towels from Glenn and Cindy and coffee plugs for the Keurig machine. We have some big things on here. I didn't put a car. Feel free. A van might be better, though, right, for the retreat? I think a van would be better. So we'll work out the details on that later. But so that's always available. And I think I just made a big splash of it today because a lot of times people don't understand that that's an available thing to do. And it really is easy. You could even have an order shipped to the center. And Patty has put in, have you seen on this week, there's a AmazonSmile.com. So if you link your, not link, but if you go to AmazonSmile.com, is that right? And you pick the Kadampa Center, there's, I'm sure your schools and everybody's on there. But 0.05%, it's not huge, but it's a start, goes straight to the Kadampa Center. So if you shop through that portal, it's the same exact, it looks exactly the same. You just have to remind yourself to shop through that portal when you're on Amazon, because most of us are doing that. Did you know you can push buttons now and they bring stuff to your house? Isn't that weird? So you can do that here. Okay, so what else do we have? Just a little financial blurb. So the budget for the Kadampa Center, does anybody know what the total budget is? The whole budget, besides David Strebel? And Donna, she probably knows. $255,000 per year. Robbie probably knows that too. So that's for the whole entire year. And we bring in about $78,000 with visiting teachers, the bookstore, and the pujas. So that's a huge number. And that's all the donations that come in, like in the box, things that show up in various ways. And so whatever's left over, the annual appeal tries to cover, and that's $177,000. So we're getting closer and closer as the weeks go by. We still need people to finish. We've met the new member challenge. So last week we were worried about that. So we completed that, and all the new members came in at the last minute. Thank you. So we will now receive the $2,000 that was offered in challenge for that. So that's an extra $2,000 we'll have there. Next week we'll bring you the procrastinator challenge. We talked about meeting the unprecedented challenge. So we've met that. So things are really cooking great. So we just need people to finish going online and signing up. David is going to be in the lobby helping you if you need some help. I'm going to do a management team meeting. So are you still willing to do that? So we helped about three or four people last week sign on, pledge, and give. And if you have any questions and you want to see if your email's right, anything like that, if you want to learn how to sign on, you can do that. What else? Is there anything else?